Next is the treasurer's appointment resolutions. This is one, I think what Rich and I wanted was to have you give an explanation to the board on all the past history, and then we need to bring those resolutions up to date, because there was never resolutions put in place for some of the appointments, and that's one thing that is required. As far as the salaries, I know that you, that's within your needs and budget, but you know, I think that I was kind of set back by the last one and the reasons behind it. So that's why I wanted an explanation.
All right. Well, we have new faces in the office because we have people that have left. You know, we have new faces in my office because we have people that have left. So the positions that changed were because of openings in the positions. No one technically got a raise without taking on additional responsibilities and titles. We, you know, Gene left, I took on as treasurer, so my position was open. Then that person's position was open. So it's just kind of a trickle effect because of when people move up, their positions are open. So that's why the main changes in the positions that had happened. So right now we have Brooke Rooney advanced to the to my administrative assistant. She's been in the county since 2014. She's a very quick learner. She remembers people's names, faces, and she's amazing at multitasking. She was honored to take on the responsibility, and so she is my administrative assistant. Casey Burke then took her position as a motor vehicle deputy. She's responsible is to make sure she answers any questions that anyone handles over the counter or on emails about any title transfers, anything motor vehicle related, and she still does the responsibility of driver's license. Rosanna Schultes took on the responsibility as a driver's license deputy, but then when Jesse left, she also took on mobile homes, DSC credits, and still waiting on the counter and such not. Pat Benami is my driver's license examiner, and as you guys well know, she's been with the DOT for many years before she came to the county. So she's our number one source. We call her Dexter. You can ask about any question about driver's license, and she'll give you the answer or tell you where to find it in the manual, so that everyone in the county is treated equally fair and gets the right answers. Danielle Huffman is our assistant to the clerk deputy. She's our number one person at the counter right now. She needs a driver's license, and she also does motor vehicle title transfers, lien releases, anything electronic or computer that comes in, she handles that. And then Megan Warnke just started in the office, and she is my motor vehicle clerk. She is learning the driver's license. She will be one of those that will probably go out and do drives also. Right now, we do drives one day a week for actual scheduled drives on Wednesdays. We're full on Wednesdays. Any recalls or medical calls or anything like that, we do on Tuesdays. And then on Fridays, we do driver's license as far as motorcycle drives, weather permitting. Actually, we just had someone test on Friday. They would like to do their drive hopefully this Friday if it's not raining. So that's my positions in my office. We actually, as far as you were talking salaries, I have 7 people in the office. My motor vehicle fund actually went down. My driver's license fund went down, and so did my treasurer's management services. All of our salaries went down with these different appointments for the salaries. So stop in anytime. You can say hi to them, visit with them, see what's going on. We'd be a lot happy to have you come in the office. Last year, we issued over 5,000 driver's license and ID cards for the fiscal year 2021, which was up over 1,000 from the year before. We also issue, you know, med card filings and people doing testing. None of that is really recorded. We can't give you, I mean, I could probably go to the DOT and ask for a generated report to say how many people are testing. You know, people test, but they may not necessarily pass the first time. So we, like, for example, we can have a kid come in and he could test 4 times and still not pass, but we'd only issue it till he passes. So, you know, that's not in those numbers, obviously, that we're waiting on those customers either. We do have our motor vehicle went up last year by over $400,000 motor vehicle registrations from the year before. So even with COVID, people are still buying cars. People are still registering cars. We're still really busy with that. We are still doing by appointment only for driver's license, but if we have drop-ins, we have, obviously, if we can fit them in, we do that. We do tax and more vehicle by just walking. You don't have to make appointments. So, any questions?
Any questions?
Megan's the only one who's not in that.
So going forward, they'll make a percentage of your...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like I said, with all their appointments, they're all still less than what we were a year ago in budgets.
I mean, as I look at this chart, and I appreciate this one that he's now, mm-hmm. I appreciate the chart, and I appreciate you. My feelings is I never want to micromanage the department.
Right.
You're elected, do your job. Just like, for instance, Jamie with the ambulance department. Mm-hmm. He takes care of his department, he runs it. Every week, though, I do get an email from him of just, and so this guy, just certain department changes, things he doesn't even have to make us aware, but it's that communication that I appreciate. And, you know, maybe I need to take the time more to come into your office to understand kind of what's going on.
And that's something I'd be happy to do. I just have never known that they've done something like that in the past. I'd be more than happy to send out an email. And I know you were, like, saying that the appointments are a little unhappy. No one can predict the future. And did we know that we were going to do changes of 3 employees in 15 months? You know, did Burke know that she was going to go from a clerk to an auditor deputy administrative assistant a year and a half ago? No, in a wildest dream, she would have never just guessed that. Is she happy that she has that responsibility now? Absolutely, because, you know, there's people. I worked in my office. I've been there for 29 years, and some of those girls, you know, they were longtime people. They waited and worked through there. You just kind of waited till your turn came up. Her turn just happened to come up in a short time. Is she qualified for the position? Absolutely. Absolutely. She remembers people's names. She remembers people's situations. And one thing in my office you need to do is multitask. She can multitask, and she can do it very efficiently. She does not make mistakes. If she does, we kind of giggle about it because humans make mistakes. She barely makes a mistake. Does she deserve this position, this raise? Yes, she does. I'm happy to have her as my right-hand person because if I'm not going to be there, she's the one I want to be in my office. Now, is she making as much as I was? No. Because she doesn't have the experience. She's only been with the county for 2014. I'm not going to give someone the same pay as I was that I've been there for as many years because she still doesn't know everything. Will she get there? Yes, she will. Not today, is she there? No. So that's why she's not at the same percentage as I was. But I will be more than happy to send out weekly reports, monthly reports, anything in my office.
Maybe I just take the time to come. I mean, I look at the spreadsheet. From an outsider, you run your department. You can't. You're within your budget. I mean, these are some hefty increases, but you're justifying it with saying that they took on new job requirements. I mean, there's some pretty big increases.
But I look back at the increases of the ones before too. People before me, they had hefty increases too. Because when you start at such a low salary, my beginning salary in my office is very, very low. So if you take on a responsibility as a deputy and you're going to do a percentage of me, it is going to be a heavy increase. Is it going to be like that every year? Absolutely not, because they're like basically at their top at what they're going to be as far as job positions are. I mean, administrative assistant, the only thing next would be the treasurer. You know, audit deputy, the only thing up next beside that would be the administrative assistant. So they are at their top because they got that position. They waited for their turn and they deserved it, and that's why they got it. Now, like I said, did they want that within a month and a year and a half of time? No. Did I want that? No. It just kind of turned out and worked out that way. So
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just
having
this communication of how I feel when I look at this.
Yeah. Most people use it back and think it'd be, you know, 5-6 years between point A and point B. This just happened, like I said, tiny. This is how it happened. Lucky for them, but bad for looking at the point, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I felt when I got this. I was like, huh. But
if you look down below, that's true too. That chart too, people did get raises.
Yeah.
Up too. I mean,
I did. I looked over everything you sent with the fine tooth comb because I was trying to understand it to the best of my knowledge. But
yeah. And the percentages that they did receive were actually less than the percentages
that we received from the people before them. So, because like I said, I do feel that they have to, you know, work their time and stuff too. But as far as responsibilities to, do they deserve it? Yes, because they work really hard and they work with a lot of customers and very efficient. And it's not one of those that you can make mistakes. You have to make sure that things are right.
It's really, that's all.
Well, I, you know, I don't look at this, you know, the increases, you know, just a hefty amount. I think we, you had told us you were planning on doing something like this, but we weren't expecting this. And my main concern was that after the beginning of the fiscal year, there was also those increases in there again. And I understand that was due to a change of status again. But there again, wasn't that done a little premature? I mean, that evidently the one person hadn't left the office yet.
And they took over the they took over the responsibilities as soon as she gave her 2 weeks notice. So they took on those responsibilities and started doing the
jobs. So they won't take a reduction then?
I don't know.
I mean, I think the big thing, Mike.
Because things did shift over.
My concern on this whole thing is, you have the right to do what you do in your office.
Okay.
We have control of the budget. We have to answer taxpayers. Regardless of what you do. When we see this, if they would see this, they're going to say, holy crap, private industry will get that once in a while. I think it would be nice, like I said, we knew you were going to do some of this, but I think we should have kept more informed on this. Just have a communication that you're going to do this.
Right.
Because this was brought to us by a private citizen. And that, so when that was brought up, I asked for the reporter to get his figures. And I mean, I can see where they, why they were looking at it. And you know, well, that's one thing bad about public service. Your salaries are published and everybody in the God's creation.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're published yet, were they?
Or the salaries
July,
but just
July.
July.
Yeah. The annual. I think it's a lot.
That's for 21.
Yeah,
so, you know, and the state auditors did question it too. Not they wanted to see it in the minutes, like
right.
Where it had been approved and it wasn't, and that's kind of what brought on.
And like I said, if it wasn't for the fact of the one person moving to another office, that jump that you're questioning about would have never happened. But you know, I can't expect her to take on the responsibilities and not get the pay for the responsibilities, because then she probably wouldn't take, you know, you can only. You don't want them working and doing everything the previous person was doing and not getting paid for it. And she did not get the same pay as that other person was. It was less, you know. So I did take that into consideration when I did it. I mean, I didn't just throw numbers out. I sat there and I looked at it and I compared it with the numbers of the people that had those positions before that. And I kept it right in line but below what those other people were making. And I'm still below my budget by quite a bit. I think I'm almost $30,000 below budget total in salaries.
Well, I think from what I looked at, it looked like you're pushing right up against that salary, figuring what you put in the budget last year. That's what I looked at.
Last year's budget still had Gene's salary in there, too,
yeah.
I think.
Well,
six months of Gene's,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing, if like Gene's budget salary should not have probably been taken out a long time ago, so that would make him bad and fluffy. So, but we needed to get this done,
sure.
So we get everything kind of back up to speed. And as Courtney said, the auditors did pick this up. Now, what they're going to do, I don't know, but we wanted to get this.
Yeah, no, none of them came to me and questioned me any of it.
No, they didn't question me either. No, they
say they'll look at like the total salaries, and if anybody's over like the 2 or 2.5%, they want to know why. And usually it's in the minutes, you know, somebody got in the position. So I think it's good that we're getting them in there, because then we can show it is documented.
And I know it wasn't, we didn't go when Jesse was my administrative assistant, so I don't know if you have to go back and do that from last year.
I think we're just going to do what's
with
current.
John,
the one
we're just
going to
do, we're going to do one from this point.
Last August when I took over, I appointed Jesse as my administrative assistant, and we didn't do anything with her. So, I mean, if we need to go back and sign something for that, we can.
Sure.
I think this blank gives what the auditors are going to want.
Sure.
I think that'll give us square enough. It was the percentages that raised the flags through the constituent and through the auditors. They both got it. The same situation. It was substantial. And that kind of gets us in a pickle coming into budget season for next year for wage increases and things like that. Anybody gets a large raise, it raises questions with other employees. Why don't I get that? And I've been here as long, if not longer, doing my job.
Yep, and my justification was that they took on different roles and different responsibilities in a different position. You know, so it wasn't like they got a raise. They got promotion from what they're doing. So.
I think now that we heard that out, made it.
Yeah, I think just shedding the daylight on it is what was needed. Yeah. I'm going to abstain from two of them that happened in 2020 for us on the board, but the other three.
And then I also have one other question. So you've been watching legislation, I'm assuming. How do you think that online, they're talking about online
driver's license.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure about that. I think it's going to be very interesting. I'm more concerned right now is of doing this contingent county, which is going to take effect January 1, which is anyone from another county that touches Carroll County can come in and do title transfers. Then the county, your managing county, is still going to be where you reside for your renewals. But say, for example, if you bought a car from Motor Inn here in Carroll, or Wichita Motors, but you live in Greene County, you can come to our office and title, even though you don't live here. So I'm curious to see how that's going to affect my budget. Is it going to go up or is it going to go down? Because are we going to get these people from, because we have seven counties touching us.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these people from the seven counties are going to actually come into Carroll? Or are they going to go to the smaller counties? I'm curious to see what that. Driver's license, I think, is going to be really interesting. I think people are going to utilize that. Not as much as the, mid-age, older generation, but I think a lot of the newer generation will utilize that because they're all, you know, savvy with technology and even things like that. But I think we still have a lot of people, you know, if you have glasses or anything like that, any stop you have to put in, you can't do it online. You'd be surprised all the stops on things that prevent people from doing things online that they still will be coming in to do it.
Well, that is one of my questions. We're doing this spatial needs. Almost was wondering for this last week if we're jumping the town, moving people around. You know?
Yeah, a lot of because of unknown future needs.
So the title transfer that's happened, what is the point of that?
Say for if you work in Carroll,
yeah.
But you live in Greene County. You can come into Carroll and do stuff here versus because a lot of times offices aren't open by the time you get back home. So they would rather come in here and do it. You know, we get a lot of people from that work in Carroll County that live somewhere else and come in and do the driver's license because it's just more convenient for them. Hours are there. Or we do it 5 days a week, sometimes only 1 day a week.
So you're talking about licensing of the vehicle?
Yep, titles.
So if somebody from Greene County came to Carroll County, they bought the car in Waitron, and they licensed it in Carroll County.
They can come and title it here in Carroll County, but the managing county is the county where they live, so they will still have to do the renewal in Greene County.
So are they going to have a Carroll County plate or are they going to have a Greene County plate?
They're going to have a Carroll County plate on if we issue it here. Okay. Unless the state turns around and changes South part of the counties on the plates.
That's been going on for a while, though.
No.
Because my dad would buy cars in Sac County, and he would have the dealership pay the pay everything,
but
and then he would get.
He would have it.
We was at Sac County plates, living in Carroll County.
He would either have to have one of the owners have a Carroll County resident. Or if it was a trade-in from time before.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, but I just thought that.
Sounds like they were doing it wrong.
No. I don't think it made him any difference as long as somebody else was paying for it.
That's right.
You know, and the other thing, too, is So when you're talking about online licensing, is that you're talking the same thing as the digital license, right?
Right. So until we get more information on it, I don't really want to be spoken out of terms of saying the wrong information on it. But yeah, that's what we're here is going around. So.
And another question I have is, you know, so like when you move somebody up, and this is your department, but when you move somebody up, is there any type of probation period or time? I mean, obviously, you're giving a new person, giving a new
number. I was told 6 months.
So, but you're giving the salary now.
Because they're doing the work that they're doing now.
No, they're learning to do the work. They won't be proficient for 6 months. I guess that's, whenever we've hired, that's kind of been the way it's been.
We're cross-trained in the office enough, so now when we do balancing, we do every 3 months. So even though we're always teaching each other other people's positions, but this person is the one that's mainly in charge of that position. So Burke has always been doing miscellaneous transactions for me if I'm not there. Or if I am there, I'll give her the ambulance to run. Or I'll have her, you know, because I've been teaching her to do things, baby steps up to the future, because you never know what tomorrow brings. Mm-hmm. So like she's been teaching Casey how to balance motor vehicle every day. Mm-hmm. Casey's now learning how to do balance the money every day. You know, and we next step for Casey would be bank recon. Is there something that and Burke already knows how to do the bank recon? So we're trying to teach people how to do things in case something would happen to one or the other. But ideally, you are that person's in charge of that person. You know, you're in charge of that responsibility. So if I have to go to the meeting, I feel comfortable that I can go to the meeting because I know Burke can do the positions that I do. Does she know all of them? No. But could she get by with the daily basis if I'm not there? Yes. Or we have phone calls. I'm a phone call away. I try to do documentation on everything. They call them my Bible because I have documentation of everything that I do so that if I'm not there, they can go to my documentation, look at it, and can get through that situation and stuff. Yes, there's a training period, but yet the responsibilities are still theirs and they're doing them. So.
Any other questions? I guess getting back to, again, we need to watch this for the taxpayers. They see these increases, they're not going to look at it as job performance as much as above the RSO rate. So, and that's why we brought it up. I do want better communications when there's something that's going on like that. One thing that I am very disappointed, Lisa, is that Richard reached out to you to try to get this resolved, and I sent an email to you, and that's been over 2 weeks ago, and I never did get a reply on it. And that I don't care whoever is in the position of chairman, I would expect some at least consideration of a reply. So,
and I apologize, I replied back, but I thought you guys were going to put on the agenda, so that's, I apologize for that. I would have put on the agenda for that too.
Anyway,
I'll just make one more comment. You know, we don't get calls, mm-hmm. and I, in the past, not so much on this. I think this is coming, but we get calls from other employers. Why? You know, I'm losing people to the comp. Mm-hmm. I'm a taxpayer. You know. You know, I mean, right, Gene?
Oh, I got one I can
remember. Yeah, so I mean, you know, I mean, that's where it's coming from, too. That's where this is coming from as well. For me, anyway, is that, you know, I'm going to hear about this. And it's going to be from businesses, you know. Obviously, I think we want to stay in a position where we can still hire good people, you know, but this does not help that situation when we give these types of random raises. But that's just the life of the supervisor, I guess.
Well, and it's whenever something happens down the hallway, it goes down the hallway like prairie fire, then we kept, we're in a position. So, and the other thing is, whatever, what you're doing, the thing I think that probably concerns most of us is, what are the top board sets us up. Because that's going to affect that total salary. A lot of people do not realize that. So that's the other issue that was concerning to us.
All right. Lisa, I have one more question. When you hired your last person, how many interviews did you go through?
We did 27 interviews. We had 27 applicants. We did 9 interviews. We had 4 people tell us no because of the pay.
That was my next question.
Yeah. My last one benefits I hired was at 34,000. Benefits had nothing to do with the pay.
Valid bills.
Mm-hmm.
What was your
straight?
34,000. 34,500.
And I think going forward, I'll make one last comment. Expectations that the board has, it needs to be relayed to every department. If our expectation is to receive an update from every single department weekly, monthly, we need to send out a letter and let them know that going forward, things are going to be a little bit different. We want to know what's going on, not to micromanage, but just to hear what's going on inside the department.
On to what you're saying, I think anything that's going to affect the budget, even if it's within the budget, if it's a major issue, we need to know about it. I mean, let's take like Zach was up here a couple weeks ago. When we purchased the new, of course, he got approval for that. But that purchase was brought up before this board, you know, because that's a big issue. I think that needs to be done on any department.
I think also the personnel things the board should be aware of because we don't have an HR department. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the day-to-day battles, but as far as positions changing, titles changing, responsibilities changing.
Well, we have an HR department that's just...
Well, and I don't feel like when I get a letter, a salary change, and it's my job to share question that with everybody.
Yeah.
It was in her... I look to make sure she has the money to pay for it, and if she does... That's all I care about because it's not my job to change people's titles or approve their salaries.
But these are
that's
titles.
With any department.
You create these aren't state titles, right?
No, like those are titles, all but the driver's license. Those are titles that we've had in my office for 29
right. There's
years.
There's no testing to approve, like.
We do testing for driver's license. We have to
be in these titles, to be an assistant deputy or a.
No.
Administrative assistant.
No.
There's no state test, you know,
no.
Or county test.
No.
I wasn't aware of it until I saw the code about how these are processed, where the elected official makes the appointment, and then the appointment goes to the board, and then the board approves it. I wasn't aware of that.
And that wasn't until after we started doing the date, right?
Well, after you said you got a call from somebody, and I looked back, like, when I became a deputy, I thought, oh, shoot, maybe we need to... I didn't know. I hadn't...
I filled out those forms that John Morgan had to fill out for the deputy positions when I did that. I filled those out.
Yeah.
But I found the notes that it was just for me to keep on my records only. It wasn't anything for anything else. But I did have those signed by them stating that they took on those responsibilities and they were not, it was notarized.
I did not realize that there was another step.
I didn't either.
So one last question, Lisa. The percentage that you set each one at, you can change that within your budget without notifying the board.
Right.
So if somebody's doing better, you can adjust them from 69%
and
to
74%. And if they're not doing better, I can drop them off.
But I think in the past, most of the time, they address that at budget time that they're going to change some of them percentage-wise.
Okay.
I know that's been in the past. I think when you do, I know you do that.
Well, I do, but, you know, I haven't had, I mean, when you have a lot of turnover like that and you don't replace people, you have money in there. So
yeah.
It's probably not as big of an issue when you have a little... You know.
But we had an issue several years back in the recorder's office. Yeah, it should that when that changed that percentage, that should be brought to
us. But is it, the percentage should be if they're changed. That's my question. Thank you.
Not that we have any control.
Right,
that
but just an awareness or a monthly letter, whatever, just so we know somebody is.
My understanding, you guys can't deny that, but like you're saying, it'd just be nice to.
Well, so we know how to prepare if it's a big issue.
Well, then when you're looking at somebody's salaries, you'll say, oh, why is it 5% more? Oh, that's right. This person's going from 75 to 80.
Same way if you look at some of these years at this last year. I mean, I understand this is in the lower year's time, but I mean, $18,800, that's quite a big increase.
I'd have to go back and look at that. I didn't think it was that high.
Yeah, I mean, this is from August of 2020 to September of 21. I mean, that's
significant.
It's eye-opening.
Like I said, I'd have to go back and look. I didn't look at that was that high.
Well, the other was it's like 17.9. So. All right. Any other questions? If not, let's go and get these resolutions elaborated on this enough. First one is a resolution 2021-025, and this is the administrative assistant for Brooke Rooney, effective August 16, 2021. Is there a motion for that? Yes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Myers?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Yes.
Look at the date. Make sure this is what I'm going to ask. Yes. Johnson? Houseman?
Yes.
Shetler?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Okay, now we'll go to resolution 2021-26-026. This is for approving Casey Brooke to set the position of auto deputy August 16, 2021. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion.
Then moved and second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call.
Waivers?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Houseman?
Yes.
Shetland?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Okay, next we go to resolution 2021-027 for driver's license deputy Roseanne Schulte, effective October 19, 2020. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor, or roll call.
Miners?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Yes.
Johnson?
Same.
Houseman?
Yes.
Shetland?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, next we will go to resolution 2021-428. That is for appointment of a driver's license examiner deputy to Pat Bonanni, effective October 19, 2020. Is there a motion to that resolution?
Second.
So moved and second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call.
Miners?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Yes.
Johnson?
Same.
Hospital?
Yes.
Shetland?
Yes.
And motion carries.
Okay. Next, we go to resolution 2021-029. This is for assistant clerk deputy Daniel Hoffman, effective June 14, 2021. Is there a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call.
Miners?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Shetland?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Okay. And I think that takes care
That's
of
it. That.
So this, again, for the public's benefit, is just to clean up the records so we're all in tune to date and we go to the surgeon's office.
Oh, we're playing death now. This morning I said something at our meeting at 7 and I said something. Rich is like, I'm deaf now. Okay.
Like I told you, I tell my wife, thank you, dear, just fine. I choose not to come in.
Well,
it's
So you guys think that's in our memo?
Yes. I think we just need to clarify or maybe bring back up to date our expectations as a board.
Any deputized?
Well, not trying to micromanage, but just bring up any department changes.
I think
I would like to be exempt from that rule because I talked to you guys too much already.
Yeah, but you're with us every day.
I'm like, Zach is here a lot, but he tells us when he's getting ready to hire somebody. He doesn't have to, but that's nice information to know.
But you know what? I think we need to send it tomorrow.
No, I totally agree. I think you confirmation
me,
also.
You want me to do that? Or
if somebody wants to just write something up, I'll be happy to send it out. But I think it should be drafted by you guys.
I think it should be, too.
Just one of you, I guess.
Jean, you want me to start working on it?
Jamie's a good example.
Yeah.
I sent you a couple of Jamie's. I sent you a couple. It's really every Friday to get it. I'm not saying it has to be every week, but
some days it's 2 seconds.
We're not getting blindsided by it.
Exactly.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, you know how
I was saying
you
love comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's called
and said, it's just nice to have that information.
You don't get real excited by the public.
Yeah. You call this and told us about the deputy.
Yeah.
When you call and told us about the deputy, that was
I want to
know. Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
And I.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's one of those things that vehicle's going to sit a little longer than normal because they're sick. One person's going to be out moving around a little more than normal. Never going to know the family over time. Those kind of questions, you can always head it off and say, this is one.
I will throw the
have a health issue.
Jamie mentioned that he's got 3 months on disability right now. That's going to increase his overtime. But now Stephanie and I know it.
His overtime
it's something you don't want, but it's something you have to deal with.